I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
Maybe it's time for you to stop worrying about what people think so much. Since the Bible says you were fearfully and wonderfully made, then why don't you be the fearful, wonderful creature that you are and display the glory of God as He created you, and stop filtering who you actually are through the expectations of people that really don't matter after it's all said and done. I feel a breakthrough in here.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World.
Hey, family. Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. I'm John Gray, and guess what? Now you're in my world, John Gray's world, and I'm so glad you're here. We're going to dive deep into the Word of God so your world can be renovated, refreshed, and restored. So today we're going to talk about who you are and the stamp of approval God has given you. It's time for you to be convinced of your purpose and function in the earth. So make sure you pay attention to this, and not just pay attention, you need to lock it in. Why aren't you calling everybody you know right now, texting, press the red DVR button, press it now, press it, press it, press it, boo, there it is. Because today could be the moment you get a real revelation of the thing God's been wanting you to have. All it takes is for that light bulb to come on, boom. And you'll find yourself in a place of acceleration and elevation you've been longing to reach for years. That's what this message on your identity in Christ can do for you. I pray this ministers to you, speaks to your soul, builds up your family and your confidence. Get everybody around the TV. There's a word from God for you coming up right now. And then don't leave. I don't want to talk to you right after it's done.
I believe that there are many people in here who have been battling intense warfare. For some reason, in this season, I feel like my dreams are closer, which is maybe why the enemy is fighting harder. I think I have a few witnesses in here. Maybe at home, I'm talking to you as well. This is not an easy season. And I don't know, it's like, I told my wife, it's like we have our poster somewhere, you know, in the darkest places where the enemy resides. They just got a poster of us, like, whatever you can do, do it. Take them out. Do whatever. Does it ever feel like the enemy just picking on you? Well, be encouraged, because the enemy only attacks threats. If he's attacking, it's because he's scared. It's because he knows that if you can just get past this season, nothing in your life will ever be the same. I believe there's something breaking in this church tonight. And I don't mind saying it. I just want you to have your faith and your expectations raised for the next few moments that we are together. I guess the challenge in this season for me is, how can I share and preach even while I'm battling? And how do you praise through the pain? How do you worship while you're weeping? And who will celebrate you when you can't celebrate yourself? Who will cover you when you feel uncovered? As a leader, I can't bleed in front of just anybody. Leaders can't bleed. Shepherds don't bleed in front of sheep, because when a sheep sees blood, they think slaughter. But as a leader, you've got to be careful, and I'm speaking to you. As a head of your household, as a leader at your job or in your chosen profession, be very cautious who you open up the deepest parts of your heart to, because everybody is not able to cover you. And in fact, some people will try to weaponize your brokenness. In this season, my prayer is that God will surround you with people who will cover you, who will love you, who know you, who will believe in you, speak life to you, and if necessary, in the spirit, fight for you. And in the natural. I'm playing. Just somebody take the earrings off. What you say about my friend? Don't get dealt with, okay? But I think the fear for me is that if I share too much, what will people think? Because with leadership comes some air of perceived invincibility, or that people don't go through what you go through. But the reality is, I am very much just like you. And I thank God that I'm man enough to know it. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11, reading from the New King James Version. I'm going to give you some scripture tonight, and I want to walk you through some things. And there may be opportunities for you to say amen and wave your hand, but more likely than not, this is a word for you to kind of ingest and just to kind of dine on, chew on. And I want you to just get this in your spirit. I believe there's some healing that needs to take place in this church tonight. Is that all right? When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, and I wish somebody had told me, Dr. Paul, when manhood comes. Man, I wish my father was there to give me the wisdom and the guidance and the nurturing and the proper processes and protocol and the procedures and the benchmarks so that I could be clear on what to expect and how to engage certain areas of my development so that I wouldn't be caught off guard right here at 41 years old, standing in front of you, still trying to figure out if I'm doing it right. When I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away the childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. I want you to go to Psalm 95, verse 10. And if you don't want to travel there, just write it down. You can read it later. I'm going to read. It says, for 40 years, this is God speaking. For 40 years, I was grieved with that generation. Speaking of the children of Israel while they were in the wilderness. And said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Final scripture, Genesis 32, starting at the 22nd verse. Genesis 32. All right. Hope that was for Jesus. Genesis 32, the 22nd verse. And he arose that night, took his two wives. Well, amen already. Focus. Stop laughing. And he took his two bulls, his two female servants, his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford Yabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. He let everything that mattered to him go in front of him. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? He said, Jacob. You know, life does not come with an instruction manual when you come out of that womb. But there are 66 books that are available to you for correction, for reproof, for development, for pruning, for processing, for the understanding of why you're here and the function of your purpose in the earth. Are there some things that you won't understand? Absolutely. But inasmuch as it is God's heart and will for you to grow and develop as a child of the King in a kingdom culture, in a godless time, this word can be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. And it is my prayer that as believers, you will hunger for the clarity of the word so that you know who you are, Because once you know who you are, you cannot unknow. And what I want to preach about, teach about tonight is from the subject, As I Am. As I Am.
Favored, blessed, loved. Do these words describe your life? As a believer, they should. TBN wants to help you step into your royal standing and see yourself the way God sees you with John Gray's new 3-CD series, Mirror Image, Living as a Reflection of the Creator. In it, Pastor John reveals your true worth in God's eyes. We'll send you your own copy of John Gray's 3-CD series, Mirror Image, in appreciation for your gift of support to TBN today. And with your generous gift of just $125 or more, we'll also include the Frequency series from Pastor Robert Morris, along with Priscilla Shire's book, Discerning the Voice of God. See yourself as God sees you, whole, healed, and free. Share and request your copy of John Gray's 3-CD set, Mirror Image, with your gift of support. Or John's 3-CD set plus Priscilla Shire's book, Discerning the Voice of God, and Robert Morris's book and CD-DVD teaching series, Frequency, for your gift of just $125 or more. Call, click, or write today.
Hi, I'm John Gray. How are you? I know you. I was at the mall today. You're so funny. And so it was interesting because if I see somebody else, they'll say, you really blessed me, or the word just really spoke to me, or somebody else, man, you sure can sing. And so depending on how I introduce myself to three different people, I said one name, but they got three different things. And here's why. People often see you how they need you. So to one person, they needed laughter, so they grabbed to that. Another person needed a song, they grabbed to that. Another needed a word, and they grabbed to that. But it didn't change who I was, or did it? Because if I'm honest, I think some of us, and I'm not the only one, that many of us are crowd made. And what I mean by that is we try to live up to the expectations of those around us to the detriment of who we actually are. And if we're ever going to live an authentic life, it's time for us to find out who we are. Church has often been a place where masks are welcomed. But it is my prayer that Lakewood becomes a safe place where you can unveil yourself. And no matter who you are or what you're walking through or what you've been through, that you can come here and find hope and find healing, and find safety in the blood of Jesus, in the cross of Calvary, in the resurrection of our Savior, that no one can disapprove of you because your King who created you has already approved you, stamped you approved, stamped you accepted, stamped you beloved. He has stamped you. Put it on your forehead, baby. God's in love with you, so it doesn't matter what people say about you. This Jacob, man, Jacob is he's a deep character to study. And I'm gonna try to get through as much of this tonight as I can, but Jacob was that dude. Jacob, you know his story. It was already prophesied. The older will serve the younger. And we understand that when Esau came out, Jacob grabbed his heel grabber. That's what his name means, supplanter, trickster. Let me grab this dude. Don't try to get away from me, Esau. Later on, you know their sibling rivalry. But these dudes were very different guys. Esau, he was the football dude. He was the sportsman. He was the hunter. He was the dude that would go out with the bow and arrow. He would kill the animals, cut it up, bring it home, make some stew. Jacob was more of a homebody. He'd be like, Mama, I just want to sit here and do some quilts. Can I make another quilt? Mama, I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to go. To school, they be messing with me, Mama. So we got a daddy's boy over here. You understand what I'm saying? And we got the mama's boy over here. They were growing up in the same house, two different identities. And the father, who could pronounce the blessing, was partial to Esau, Esau, that's my man. He's a warrior. He's got ashy knuckles. He's hairy. He's a dude. He watches sports. And then I got this one over here, wants to stay in the kitchen cooking all the time. You know you about to get the double portion. I ain't giving him no blessing. I'm going to give it to you. And so, of course, Jacob hears all this. And so he develops and devises a scheme along with his mama. And it turns out that as his father got older, he comes in the house, and he has watched his older brother for so long that he was able to get his voice and maybe get some of his mannerisms. His mama and him put on a Halloween costume, an Esau costume, and his father's blind, just can't see nothing, just Ashadema. And he walks in and he's like, "Hey, daddy, it's me, it's Esau. I made you some stew like you wanted." And he was like, "Well, You sound like Jacob, but you feel like Esau." Isn't it funny how we project one thing when we're actually something else? How many people live in duality? How many of us in here can be honest to say that the person that we project is not the true nature and the fullness of who we are? How many people can be their authentic selves honestly with everyone around them? Some people can't handle you. And you know what's funny? A lot of us get nervous around people who are cool with who they are. You ever seen somebody that probably should be taking medicine? You ever seen somebody, you know, some people would say they're crazy. I'm not. I'm saying some people would. But you ever seen somebody, they're just out there on the street just, "How you doing, brother?" "I'm doing good. I was watching cartoons in my hand." It's almost like there's a liberty when you lose your mind. Because you don't care what people think anymore. You're in your own world, doing your own thing. Just whatever. Just breaking it down by yourself. Now, I'm not telling you to lose your mind. But what I am suggesting is that maybe it's time for you to stop worrying about what people think so much. Since the Bible says you were fearfully and wonderfully made, then why don't you be the fearful, wonderful creature that you are and display the glory of God as He created you, and stop filtering who you actually are through the expectations of people that really don't matter after it's all said and done. I feel a breakthrough in here. I had to come to grips with some things. I've been married almost 4 years. In December, it'll be 4 years. I've been married to a most beautiful, exquisite young lady who has blessed me with two wonderful children. But there was one morning, and we were walking through just a really tough season, and she said, "What's the plan?" And I was like, "What? Girl, question me? All of this I have rented." I'm for real. I tried to use the macho, "Girl, don't question me, submit. The Bible says submit, wives submit, submit." She was like, "Yeah, I can't sub if there's no mission." Get out! After some more spirited dialogue, I had to look her in her face and say, "I don't know what's next, because I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm scared, because I've never been a husband before. And I've never been a father before. Sometimes when you sleep, I'm over here crying because I'm just trying to wake up the next day and figure out how to take care of y'all. And it was the most liberating moment of my life. Because I didn't have to project that I had it all together. Because when you're Jacob, you have to always be what people expect. But sometimes you don't even know who you are. I see young African-American men. There were times when I was on buses or if I'm walking down the street and I see a young man and he's so angry. I'm just looking at him. He's like, what you looking at? And I would ask, I'm like, why are you? I'm just looking at you. Until I realized that his anger came from the question. He wasn't saying, what you looking at? Like he was so sure of himself. He was saying, what you looking at? As in, tell me who I am.
I pray you grab hold of that. I mean, hold it. Hold it like your true love. When it comes to knowing who you are in Christ, it's not something you should take lightly. God wants you to live in the reality that you were wonderfully made, fearfully and wonderfully made. He doesn't want you looking down on yourself or censoring who you really are. Stop minimizing who you are to make insecure people feel better. It does God a disservice when you're less than who He created you to be. You're meant to live bold and to be free. Don't be held hostage by other people's expectations. Don't be held hostage by lesser versions of your former self. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And that's why TBN wants to bless you with a special gift that'll help encourage you to walk in your purpose. When you send in your seed to support the continued preaching of the gospel, we're going to send you the 3-message series, Mirror Image, Living as a Reflection of the Creator. There's a breakthrough waiting for you the moment you begin walking in who you are. Stop filtering who you are through the expectations of others. People will always make you less than what God wants you to be because people often see you how they need you. But it's time for you to be everything God created you to be and for the favor of God to bust out of every area of your life. Manifested favor and blessings are the result of knowing your value in Jesus. So make sure you get your copy by calling the number on your screen, which you should be doing right now because you know you're going to forget because you got to help your kids with homework and then you're going to go do something else. So do it now. You might as well. Or log on to the website, tbn.org. tbn.org. tbn.org.
Favored. Blessed. Loved. Do these words describe your life as a believer? They should, because you were created in the mirror image of God and have a royal identity in Him. TBN wants to help you step into your royal standing and see yourself the way God sees you with John Gray's new 3-CD series, Mirror Image, Living as a Reflection of the Creator. In it, Pastor John reveals your true worth in God's eyes and shows you how understanding His view of you can open God's wonderful promises so you may confidently receive all He has for you. We'll send you your own copy of John Gray's 3-CD series, Mirror Image, in appreciation for your gift of support to TBN today.
You know how God puts certain people in your life and every time you see them, you walk away feeling blessed and encouraged? Well, Pastor Robert Morris is one of those people for me. I've been so blessed to be able to preach at his church and spend some quality time with him. And let me tell you this, he's a man of God, a man of great integrity and profound Holy Spirit wisdom. And the man knows how to bring the word. That's why I want you to request a few of his resources that TBN has put together for you today. This month, in addition to my series, Mirror Image, you can request Pastor Robert's Frequency Collection. This teaching series and book will blow you away. Trust me, you need this touch from God in your life. So call today and ask the person on the other end of the line to rush you Mirror Image and Frequency. I can assure you, your spirit will thank you.
With your generous gift of just $125 or more, we'll also include 2 additional resources from 2 of TBN's most popular teachers. You'll receive the Frequency Series from Pastor Robert Morris, along with Priscilla Shire's book, Discerning the Voice of God. These can empower you to better understand how to recognize God's voice, Discern the general voice of God from the specific voice of God, and enjoy a growing relationship with the Lord by developing consistent time in His Word. See yourself as God sees you, whole, healed, and free. Share and request your copy of John Gray's 3-CD set, Mirror Image, with your gift of support. Or John's 3-CD set plus Priscilla Shire's book, Discerning the Voice of God, and Robert Morris's book and CD-DVD teaching series, Frequency, for your gift of just $125 or more. Call, click, or write today.
Praise God. You know, God didn't create you to be dominated. He created you to have dominion. He created you to reign in life, to win over life circumstances, which only comes from knowing and believing your new identity in Christ. Even the prophetic declaration of our Heavenly Father in Genesis, when He was speaking to that serpent in the garden, He said, "You will bruise His heel," talking about Jesus, "but He's going to bruise your head." That means we're going to step on the enemy. We have dominion over the works of the enemy. That's the reason God created this network, so you and all the people who access this word around the world can be edified. This is what your gifts of support to TBN do. They keep the light of Christ going out in a dark world. We want to put the Mirror Image series in your hands right away as a way of loving on you, letting you know how grateful and appreciative we are of your kindness and your generosity. So make sure you get yours today, because I believe this really will be the word that the Lord uses to put you over the top. Thank you again for getting into the word with me. I love y'all. I'm grateful for the John Gray World family. We need to get together. I think we should do a John Gray World conference. What do you think? Yeah, let's do it. Tune in next time, and we'll go at it again with Jesus on the next John Gray's World. God bless you. Boom!